This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPreparedness.com. Rhodes Carter is with us, system designer at Iron Edison Battery Company. And if you'd like to contact Rhodes Carter, you can go to ironedison.com, I-R-O-N-E-D-I-S-O-N. .com. If you'd like their phone number, corporate phone number, that is 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433. And Rhodes' email address is Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, R-H-O-D-E-S, at ironedison.com. Also, there's a link on the website, usapreparedness.com page. The instructors tab, you'll see Iron Edison there, and you can click on that, and it'll take you right to their website. We've been talking about grid-tied systems, solar systems, off-grid systems, and we've been talking about how every dollar that you shed in energy saves $5 in solar energy costs. Rhodes, do you have any further comments about that, or would you like to continue back to how the system works?
No, we can talk about just really energy efficiency upgrades for a minute. A lot of people have the misconception that they can have an all-electric house because they want to be as green as possible and not use fossil fuels in any way, shape, or form. But in the reality of it is, any time that you use electricity to make heat, that is going to be a tremendous electrical load and can really increase the size of a solar system you would need. And when I say use electricity to make heat, I'm talking about electric cooking. If you have an electric range, electric oven, electric hot water heater, if your dryer is electric, or even if you have electric space heating in your house, like the electric baseboard heating that was real popular in the 70s and 80s.
So, Rhodes, would you say as a rule of thumb, if you look at the cable, the power cord that that you plug in for a device, if you look at that and if it's really heavy, you know, the one from the manufacturer that plugs directly into an outlet, the heavier that is, the more power you can assume that device consumes. For example, an electric clothes dryer has got a really heavy cable. Electric oven, if it's got a really heavy cable. If you look at a charger for a cell phone, it's got a real thin cable coming out of the transformer on the wall. So that doesn't draw a lot of power, but the heavier cables do. Would you say that's also a rule of thumb?
Yes, it is. That's a great starting point. As you said, you know, these larger devices like the heaters, your dryer, your electric range, those are going to draw just an enormous amount of power. But the other thing to factor in is how often they are being used. For example, a microwave oven, it uses, you know, a lot of power when it's on, but it might only be on for a couple minutes. For example, I just warmed up some coffee here and during the break, and it was on for about 2 minutes. So in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot of energy, but it draws a lot of power for that minute or two that it's turned on.
Yeah, 1,000 watts or so for 2 minutes. I think that's what you're talking about. Okay, so what about secondary energy sources? You know, there are generators, there's wind turbines, there's micro hydro or low head hydro, meaning water powered turbines. Can you discuss that a little bit? Because isn't that a way that we can also charge our off grid system?
Absolutely. They're all great ways to recharge your battery bank in an off-grid system. It really just depends on what resources are available at your particular location. Solar typically is the most common one, mainly because solar prices have gotten so cheap in the last several years. I mean, you know, back 10, 15 years ago, solar panels would cost $10 or more per watt. Today, they're under a dollar a watt. So solar has really taken over just due to the economics of it. A lot of people have wind turbines on their property. They put a tower, you know, 50 or 100 feet up in the air and have a windmill that's generating electricity. But if you have running water on your property, that's a great source of energy. Doing a hydroelectric turbine actually is probably the most economical renewable energy generation source out there, but not a lot of people have a viable water source that they can do that with.
Mm-hmm. I know a few of our instructors who have springs, and they produce a significant amount of water, and yet they'd be a great candidate for low head hydro or a water powered turbine. But my son, whenever we drive through Springfield, he sees these wind turbines. And he goes, that's about what we should get, you know, for the farm. And so here's the question. It's not so much the turbine that is of concern to me. It's getting that turbine up in the air. How high do we need to get a typical turbine, you know, in the Midwest? Do you have a feel for that? I mean, you said 50 to 100 feet. That's way up there. That is something that I don't know if we could install ourselves, you know, even with a rig designed to, you know, go up 50 feet. That's a challenge, right?
It is, absolutely. And wind is a big challenge just due to the mechanics of it. In general, the higher the turbine is, the more energy you're going to harvest from the wind, because the wind is faster and more consistent at higher elevations, and elevation meaning feet off the ground, not from sea level. But you could do a shorter tower with a larger turbine. You know, there's a balance game here of what's the most practical solution, both logistically and financially, at your particular location. And because, again, solar prices have dropped so much, the price of solar panels, the residential wind market is really drying up because of that. People will find it's much more economical just to throw up a bigger solar array and not even mess around with wind. Wind turbines and a hydroelectric plants, they're a mechanical device. There's moving parts, so there's more maintenance involved, shorter life expectancy. So there's a lot of logistical issues as well as economics of what is the best renewable energy generation solution for your property.
You know, it's an interesting phenomenon here in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. When the electric utility replaces the power poles going down these dirt roads, they don't like to take those power poles back with them. So literally it's amazing. Literally what they do is they will pull the power poles out of the ground. They'll take the copper ground wire off the power poles. And then they will leave them on the farm along the fence line. So we've got a bunch of power poles that they left here. And we've raised them up off the ground so that they don't rot. And we keep thinking, we're going to use those. We're going to use those power poles. And we're not the only ones that have them. Our neighbors have them. You know, a bunch of us have, wherever there's power poles every 300 feet along the road, they like to leave them. Now, is a 40-foot pole enough to generate wind power in your experience?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean, you can generate wind power only 10 feet off the ground, but you're going to generate more energy the higher it is. So if you have those power poles available to you, absolutely, that'd be a great idea. You might put 2, 3, or 4 of them in the ground and have several turbines going that are just 40 feet off the ground, and that would probably produce all the energy you would need, or certainly be a nice complement to the solar system you already have on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And we don't, in our particular neck of the woods, we don't have people here willing to help us with deed restrictions and telling us that, geez, that's pretty unsightly, or we don't like the sound of it. We don't have anybody here to help us with those kinds of rules, regulations.
You are blessed on that level, I must say.
You know, Rhodes, we built our house, and we were hammering and digging and excavating for 18 months 18 months here at the farm. There was no house here when we bought it. And then the revenue agent came by, and she was really confused. She said, "Huh, I didn't know there was a house back here." So, you know, that's kind of it really is kind of nice not having a lot of help with, you know, with some of the things that we're doing on the farm. Is the next thing to talk about the ultimate, the hybrid, which is kind of like a grid tie plus an off-grid system?
It is, yeah. That is kind of the best of both worlds, or all worlds, really. And it all came about with this new concept called a multi-mode inverter that came out several years ago. And basically, it is set up just like an off-grid system that has been out there for many, many years, except it has a connection to the grid as well. So you can use the grid as a backup instead of using a backup generator, or in addition to a backup generator. So you can pull energy in from the grid if you need to, or if you have a surplus of energy and your battery's full, you have nowhere else to put it, you can push it back to the grid and take advantage of net metering if that's available to you there. So it's a very versatile product, and if actually that's the inverter you have, it falls into the multi-mode inverter category, where, you know, literally it has several energy sources it can choose from: the grid, a backup generator, and a battery bank. And of course, the battery bank will be charged by solar, wind, hydro, whatever renewable energy source you have there. And just in the way we program that inverter, it'll prioritize those energy sources. It'll use the battery first. If the battery drops down to a certain level, it can then fail over to the grid. If the grid's not there, it can then fire up the generator automatically. And it can also push energy back to the grid. It all just depends on how you program the thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of neat. Now, what you mentioned, fire up a generator automatically. Now, some of us may be thinking, well, I've already got a generator, but, you know, it doesn't have a easy to start system. For example, our generator is a military surplus generator. It's probably from the 80s. It's a very heavy device. It's probably 1,000 pounds, and it is the size of a full size refrigerator. If you turn that refrigerator on its side, that's about the volume of space that this generator uses. And it requires you to preheat the glow plugs for maybe 30 to 45 seconds. And before you do that, you prime it. You make sure the fuel pumps, there are several fuel pumps on this, electric fuel pumps. So you start the fuel system circulating. Then you preheat the air intake system with the glow plugs. And then you crank the starter. So it's a manual process. Now, can you use that kind of a generator? Because that's what our class might be worrying or wondering.
Absolutely.
About.
You can't use that generator, but you just have to start it yourself. It can't automatically start.
Yeah. So if you've got a generator, you don't have to worry about getting a different one. You can probably use the one you've got. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, here's the question, class. WWKD. WWKD. And I ask myself that almost every day, and that stands for what would Kyle do? So as I'm working here on the farm, I think about Kyle from Montana, Kyle Harris. I mentioned his name earlier in this broadcast about living off the grid. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. I just had some comments to put some kind of an exclamation point on what your guest Rhodes is saying there. Out at the farm where I used to live, I put up two telephone poles, used telephone poles that were, 6 feet in the ground and went up there and put a wind generator on them. And if I had it to do over again, I would never have done that. They are high maintenance. I can just guarantee you from living with one, that unless you put the pole very close to your house or you buy a wind turbine that produces 110 volts and then you have an inverter that will invert it down to a usable voltage for the batteries, buy more solar panels. That's my suggestion mm-hmm. there. And then if you put it very far from the house, you're going to have to... Go ahead.
Tell us why again. Does it have to do with the pole itself, the organisms eating the wood of the poles and the decaying of the poles, or is it lightning striking the poles, or is it climbing up there to lubricate the gearboxes, or what is it
that makes this high maintenance? I had a spark arrestor on that, and I never did have lightning strike it. But what I was getting at is I had a pole. At the top of this pole, I had a 2-inch galvanized steel pole that ran up that held the wind generator on top of it, and it was bolted to this steel pipe. Well, the steel pipe, I bolted it to the telephone pole with two half-inch steel, stainless steel rods, you know, long bolts. And with all of the torque that you get with a wind generator, those things would just, I had double nutted and everything else, but it just ate into the wood with all of the torque that they continually had. It would just eat into the wood, and it would start loosening up, and then the pipe would start moving around, you know, with the, because we would get high winds in the spring and the fall. But overall, if I had it to do again, I would never have wasted the time and stress and trouble of putting up a wind generator. Now, hydro has one other kind of a consideration there. If you live in the northern climates and everything freezes, you're going to have to build some kind of a heating box, a box over it for the water, you know, to cover that. Because if the stream freezes, you're done. You know, it's not going to do it. It has to be able to, your hydro system has to be able to move, be able to be moved up and down, because in the spring you're going to get a lot more runoff. And so you need to be able to kind of manage that as well. You know, you have to be able to go down and up. Like you were saying this summer, you know, your creeks were drying up. Well, you know, if right, you have a real low flow, it's very difficult to run those. It's just, I just kind of put in an exclamation point. My point is, or my thought is that if you're looking at these systems, talk to this guy, Rhodes, or somebody, because there's a lot of things to consider. One other thing that most people don't even think of is phantom loads in your house, where your microwave has this display, your oven might have a display. Those are called phantom loads. And even a gas dryer, the new gas dryers that are here now, they have a 600-watt electric igniter in them. That every time that this, if it cuts out, I'll hold the brake, that's fine. Yeah, I know we're coming up.
Yeah, Kyle, you're absolutely right about these loads that you may not know about. Even if you get a propane stove, we have the same kind of igniter in our propane stove. And that, if we want to run the, want to bake or broil, that darn igniter is running 600 watts the entire time the propane stove is operating. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, quick update. Upcoming events. If you're interested in going to an arcade gun show, Wichita, Kansas. That's October 1 and 2 this weekend. Wichita, Kansas. If you're in Missouri, Farmington, Missouri, arcade gun show there. And that's October 1 and 2. And October 1 and 2 as well, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And if you happen to be near Kansas City, Missouri, I'll be there tomorrow. Saturday, October 1, and Sunday, October 2, I'll be speaking about, I actually guarantee that I can save you $1,000 a year easily, just by spending 90 minutes with me at the Arcade Prepper Show. That's at the KCI Expo Center. in Kansas City, Missouri. And there's information on the website. That's rkpreppershows.com. Rick Miller will be there. Matt Stein will be there. Craig Douglas, Storm and Norman Cantwell, and Dr. Joel Wallach. All of us from USA Prepares will be there. And maybe we can have dinner. Kyle's with us. Kyle called in from Montana. He's giving us some of his advice and experience based on generating electricity. Kyle, please continue.
Well, I was just going to say one of the other things that we did, we went through looking at a lot of different propane stoves because I tore out all of the electrical things like electric furnace, electric range that was in this house that we bought, and I piped the entire house for propane. And we looked at a lot of propane stoves, and we ended up there was one at Lowe's that they sold that has I think it's called a piezo electric igniter on the in the oven and on the top. And so these are that's what we ended up purchasing. They even had a special on it. I think we ended up getting it for like $300 and a little over $300. But anyway, it has worked perfectly. It does take a little more thinking. I mean, you know, you gotta when you turn the burners on, you gotta put it to light and make sure that it lights, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, that saves a lot of power. The thing we can't get away from, and that I have not been able to do yet, is the dryer that uses a piezoelectric system rather than that 600-watt igniter. I don't know if they make them, but I haven't had time to investigate them because I'm still building the farm outside right now. But anyway, that's just to throw out some ideas to people. The good thing is, I mean, if you have a big enough ice, my opinion is this, Vince, that if you're going to put in a battery system, overbuild it. Get more batteries than you think you're going to need and get more panels than you think you're going to need because I guarantee you, you'll use them. I put in 12 batteries this time only because I found a set on Craigslist that was 7 years old and they're the big, 395 amp hour batteries and I put in 12 of them. And, out at the farm we had 1,000 watts of power coming into 8 batteries and here, I have 1,800 watts of power coming into 12 batteries and, that just, you will use it. Mine will run my electric refrigerator, which we had a propane one at the farm. And, you know, it's just, we went now for 5 months, on a 500 gallon tank and it was filled up to 83%. And if I just checked it yesterday and it's down to 70%. So we used 13% in almost 5 months. So people, you can do it and I can run my house on grid or off grid. My electric bill, and we do run most of the time because I'm saving the batteries. I'll use them about, 1 week a month because there's just so many cycles left in any of those lead acid batteries. Out at the farm, I was very careful with them and I got 11 years out of the same kind of batteries that I have now. That's not typical. Most people will get about 7 at best. I agree with your guest there on it, but I was very careful. The other thing people might, if you put in battery system, the one thing you want to do, is every month out of your budget, take about $40 and stick it in an envelope somewhere, and that's your battery fund so that when they go down, you're not in a crisis. You can just go buy more. I just suggest,
really, really go good ahead. Points, Kyle.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
You've been living off the grid for years. Do you have any regrets?
Oh no, not in the least. I love living off the grid, and my electric bill has been running around $33 a month, and 22 of that is the meter charge. So I don't regret it, and I'm running my well pump and everything off of it, and two freezers and a refrigerator. But it can be done. My wife and I are just so used to turning off lights when we leave a room. We're changing, slowly changing all of our light bulbs out to these, the LEDs. And I've got almost all of them changed, in the house. So it can be done. You know, I don't regret it in the least, because the freedom to be able to, if the grid goes down, to know that, you know, we're set. We can go for at least a year or two minimum, without having to purchase anything. You know, no power, no nothing. Sure, if it's in the middle of winter and you're still got everything running, there's some adaptations, you know, you're going to have to make. But, you know, that's just life. Life throws you changes all the time. You know, if it's really cloudy, you're going to have to wait till it's really sunny before your wife does laundry. So, you know, just those kind of things. I don't regret it in the least. In fact, I love it, to be honest with you. Go ahead. Yeah.
The reason I selected a hybrid system, and I want to share this because I'd like to get your opinion as well as Rhodes' opinion on this. The reason I selected that was because there are some things that I have to do now before I totally go off grid. And that is, I've got to weld the track on a track loader, like a bulldozer. And it's going to take a couple days, literally, of sitting, welding the track back together on this big piece of heavy equipment. So welding uses an enormous amount of electricity, and I don't think I can provide that for very long. I mean, just a few minutes with the solar system, you know, off-grid system. That's one of the reasons why I decided to go with a hybrid system, so I could connect to the utility for those times when I need to draw an enormous amount of power, but very, very infrequently. Your thoughts on that? Has that impacted you, welding, on your off-grid system?
What I decided to do, Vince, because Rhodes is correct. You can't pull that kind of power off of a system that is meant to run a house. It's not a commercial setup at all. So what I ended up doing is I hunted around and found a gas-fired welder. And that's what I run. If I need to weld, I'll fire up the gas-fired welder and run that. You can, for a short period of time, run a smaller wire feed off of it, but it won't last long. You'll draw the batteries down in a matter of, like you said, minutes. Because everything runs off of, you know, like you said, if it creates heat or if it creates a spark, then you're pulling a ton of amps. And off the grid, there's an old saying, you live and die by the amp. So that's what you have to watch more than anything else.
Rhodes, what are your thoughts on what we've just been saying?
I would echo what Kyle said exactly. Yeah, if you wanted to do that welding project on the track, you could do it in about 5 minutes a day, and it would take you a year or two to finally finish that, because it would take all day to recharge that battery with your solar array, and you would drain that battery in a matter of minutes with a welder like that. So definitely have some gas-fueled welder, or if you had a backup generator on your system, that generator would be running constantly to supplement the solar. And in that scenario, you probably could do it in an off-grid situation, but you'll be burning a lot of fuel to get through that welding project.
Mm-hmm. So we're in total agreement. All three of us are in total agreement. Kyle, anything else you want to share with us?
No, I'll let you go ahead and finish the program. Very good information. I appreciate it.
Kyle Harris, thank you so much. Kyle lives off-grid in Montana. USA Prepares Instructor. Thanks again, Kyle. Okay, Rhodes, we've been talking about these systems. What about if we start out with, let's say, a 48-volt system, and we decide that, you know, as Kyle said, we need more batteries than we thought. Can we add more? How would we do that, or can't we do that?
You can add or upsize your battery bank, but there are some caveats that you need to keep in mind doing that. And I design systems for a number of people who want to start out smaller and then scale up down the road. And if we know that at the design stage of the initial system, it's not too much of a problem. But once you make the investment in your initial system, you really get locked into some certain options and really narrows down what we can do down the road as far as adding on to the system. Specifically, the voltage of the battery bank. Industry standards are a 12-volt system, a 24-volt system, or a 48-volt system. Once you pick the voltage of your battery bank, the appropriate inverter that you select, you're locked into that voltage. The only way you're going to change that is to throw out that inverter and buy another one. So that's the first thing. Secondly, in general, it's not good to mix old and new batteries together. You'll have some performance issues. Basically, the new batteries, they're going to work only as fast and as hard as the older batteries, which aren't going to have the same abilities as a brand new battery bank. So you're going to have some unrealized potential or capacity in those newer batteries when you mix them with older batteries. We also need to keep battery banks that are in parallel identically sized so that, again, we don't have any unrealized capacity issues. So there's some caveats, but if we know that going into the...
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. You know, what do we need to think about when we buy our batteries so that if we do decide to upgrade to a larger capacity later, we can do it without wasting money? Rhodes Carter, IronEdison.com.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? I've got your.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Rhodes Carter's with us. He is a system designer at IronEdison.com. Rhodes, so let's say a person has a budget. Let's use me. Let's say I'd like to buy nickel iron batteries for our solar system. And I want to have a 48-volt battery bank. And the reason I want that is because if I'm starting with 48 volts to go up from 48 volts DC to 120 volts AC, there is less voltage difference between 48 volts and 120 versus 12 volts and 120. So I have lower losses in the cabling or the wiring system. So my system will be more efficient if I start with 48 volts, right?
Not necessarily. There's not really any significant efficiency differences between inverting 12 volts to 120 versus inverting 48 volts up to 120. The different voltage battery banks, the larger voltage actually just gives you inverters that are capable of outputting more power, and it gives you more energy storage capacity as well. To kind of put some numbers to it, the inverters on the market that run on a 12-volt battery, they typically max out at about 2,000 to 2,500 watts of total output. So that's all the energy or power they can output. 24-volt inverters typically range between 2 kilowatts and 4 kilowatts of power. And a 48-volt inverter like the one you have from Schneider can be 4 up to 8 kilowatts. I think yours is a 6.8 kilowatt that you have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it just depends on the power needs that you have and the energy storage. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in a larger, 2,000 plus square foot full-time residence, you're probably going to have a 48-volt battery bank or a 48-volt energy system. On the other side of the coin, if you have a small one-room hunting cabin or a vacation home, you could probably do 12 or 24 volts there because you don't have the power requirements or the energy storage needs that you do in a full-time residence.
Yeah, there's one little piece of information I need to give you that I didn't add to that, and that is that the solar array and the charge controller is about 80 feet from the inverter. So that was the voltage loss that I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's on a different level. You're not inverting from DC to AC yet. You're just taking the DC voltage from your solar array, which is probably going to be about 100 to 130 volts DC, mm-hmm. Running that through a wire, you know, into your inverter room. That's where it'll hit the charge controller, where the charge controller then steps it down to the battery voltage. And it's kind of a throttle, if you will, to make sure you charge the battery properly and efficiently.
So let's say we started out with a 100 ampere hour system at 48 volts, and then we said, you know what, why don't we make it double? If we already have a battery bank of nickel iron batteries at 48 volts or 12 or 24, whatever it may be, and we decide to double that capacity, if we get the same kind of batteries, can we just add another 48-volt system in parallel and now have two of them? Would that be acceptable, or would we have problems with that?
That's really the only way you can do it. You can add a second battery bank with nickel iron or really any other battery chemistry. The caveats are that the new battery needs to be identical to the old one as far as the voltage, the amp hour capacity, even the chemistry of the battery, because different battery chemistries run at slightly different voltages. So it needs to be the exact same size and capacity battery in order to parallel them. And industry best practices is that you want to have no more than two batteries paralleled together, or battery banks. You can go up to three, but that's really the absolute max. You get any more than that, and you're going to wind up with some balancing issues where one battery bank will have more energy than the other one, and you'll get into some unrealized battery capacity at that point.
Great discussion. Absolutely fabulous. And, class, if you'd like more information, I suggest you consider calling Iron Edison. com at 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433, ironedison.com. Rhodes Carter's been with us, and if you'd like to email him, Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, at ironedison.com. Any last-minute 10-second thoughts, Rhodes?
I can't fit much in 10 seconds, but to say thanks for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure, and looking forward to joining you again sometime soon.
That sounds wonderful. Rhodes, thanks so much for helping us understand this, what is apparently difficult at first, but gets easier and easier as we go along. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.